Mariner Books and Harper Audio present The Best American Food Writing 2022. Edited and with an introduction by Sola L. Whaley. Sylvia Killingsworth, series editor. Read by Kuyen No, Ashley Bryant, Danny Martinek, Pun Bandu, Amir Abdullah, and Jacob Padalev.
A note before we begin. For notes on the contributors and a list of other distinguished food writing, be sure to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/pages/The Best American Food Writing 2022. Foreword. One of the most paradoxical things about food is the sheer infinitude of effort that can be expended, or not, on it, with marginal effect on its intrinsic value. Some foods are celebrated for the amount of effort they require, whether in preparation, souffle, or harvest, coconut, while others are praised for their convenience or efficiency, instant rice, Soylent. Though we rightly cheer the things that are easy, what a relief to have dinner ready in under 30 minutes. How lovely that this gas station sells prepackaged apple slices. We also value very highly the things that take a lot of effort or expertise. You can pay through the nose for dinner at a Michelin-starred restaurant, but it's dinner all the same. Much the same can be observed of writing. The most popular stuff goes down easy, and you get the sense that it's easy enough to produce. Even the way we speak about writing has echoes with the universe of food. We talk of devouring books, voracious readers, and how beach reads resemble junk food in that they are easy to consume quickly and lack nutritional value. David Sedaris' essays read as though he just rattled them off into a transcription service that sends them directly to the printer. And mass-market thrillers you can finish in one day top the bestseller lists decade after decade. But the writing that wins the most prestigious awards, Pulitzers, Nobels, James Beards, is usually a feat of reporting, research, writing, and editing. Both are highly valued, and neither is per se morally superior, though some may try to argue otherwise. Curiously, society puts a premium on hiding all that effort. "You make it look so easy" is a common compliment for successful writers and cooks alike. Much fuss is made over making things seem effortless to the point of illogic. I'm reminded of a scene from HBO's Succession where Nan Pierce, the matriarch of a waspy old newspaper family, swoops into the kitchen at the last second to escort a roast out to the dining room to polite applause. Of course, no one in their right mind believes she actually prepared the hunk of meat, but she claims the credit nonetheless while hiding the true source of effort, a fully staffed kitchen just over the threshold. So perhaps the paradox of effort is a false one, because even the easy stuff takes work. There's no denying it. When you eat something, even if it's just a can of SpaghettiOs, someone, usually multiple someones, has put in a good deal of effort to bring it to you. Behind any line cook's perfect frying pan flip are hours of practice and dozens of spills with the forearm burns to show for it. The most successful authors put out books as regularly as once a year, which is a whole lot of work and discipline, no matter how formulaic the stories may be. But so is getting your very first byline in the local newspaper. Furthermore, all writing is more than just one person's work. There are editors, producers, designers, and all sorts of people who make publication possible. This goes for food, too. In restaurants, you have prep cooks and sauciers and expediters, as well as servers and hosts and dishwashers, to say nothing of the people involved in growing and transporting the ingredients. And those are just the mainstream commercialized outlets for those pursuits. Many of us write and cook for ourselves or our friends and family. Just because they don't pay for it doesn't mean it isn't incredibly valuable. Writing about food, then, is some of the most intensely social material out there, which is why I love editing this series year after year. In writing as in food, we are communicating with others, telling them something, whether through our perspective, technique, or subject. In the case of Sam Anderson's ludic meditation on chips as a snack, or in Liz Cook's lucid rational...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?